With just 8 days to go before Election Day, it's still not clear exactly which issues will ultimately make the difference. Democratic candidates all over the country are continuing to focus on corporate corruption, betting that voter anger over corporate abuse will benefit their party in November. Republicans argue otherwise. NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
Stock fraud, big bankruptcies, and executives led away in handcuffs may not be in the headlines right now, but they are on the air.
The Quest scandal. 24,000 jobs gone. Retirement savings wiped out. A criminal probe. The nation's greediest company is Wayne Allard's biggest contributor. He and his
The news is sickening. Corporate executives engaging in fraud that threatens workers' jobs and pensions, even the companies themselves. Wayne Allard said enough. He just voted for a bill.
In the Colorado Senate race, where the Republican incumbent took money from one busted telecommunications firm and his Democratic challenger lobbied for another, the issue is very much alive. It's also part of the campaign in the Mississippi congressional district where WorldCom is headquartered. Republicans are the party more closely identified with big business, but in these races and others where there is a local connection to the corporate fraud issue, it's not clear that Democrats are reaping an advantage. Take Connecticut's 5th District, where Stanley Works, a big local employer, was about to relocate to Bermuda.
And without further ado, it's my pleasure and my honor to introduce to you our Congresswoman Nancy Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mark.
You're very welcome.
Republican Congresswoman Nancy Johnson and her Democratic opponent, Congressman Jim Maloney, were thrown together by redistricting. Johnson says voters never talk about the issue of corporate corruption.
It is never brought up. People are worried about the economy. They're nervous, as we all are. They want to see faster growth, as I do. And in the end, they know that there's a limited amount government can do about this.
Across town at the New Britain City Hall, Congressman Maloney is announcing a $1 million grant for reservoir improvements. He says corporate corruption comes up all the time.
People do talk about it. People refer to their 401k plans as 201k plans. So there's sort of a grim humor about it. And there is a sense that the corporate leadership has brought a number of these problems on both themselves and the community at large.
Here's how the issue is playing on television in the 5th District.
Enron, the symbol for corporate greed. Yet Congresswoman Nancy Johnson voted to give hefty tax rebates to the largest corporations, including...
They're back. Jim Maloney and his special interest friends are at it again, attacking our respected Congresswoman Nancy Johnson. The facts... Johnson voted for...
Stanley Works gave the Democrats a local angle on the corporate abuse issue in Connecticut. Maloney had been pushing for a bill to stop companies like Stanley, who moved abroad to avoid taxes. But as Democrats all over the country are learning, the issue was not totally under his control. First, Nancy Johnson jumped on board the bill. Then, in August, after being attacked as a corporate turncoat, Stanley announced that it wouldn't move after all. But Maloney continues to make Stanley a central part of his campaign.
Well, I think the issue is still very much a part of the race. I am absolutely sure that if we had not raised that issue here in town and legislatively in Washington, Stanley Works would be long gone already.
But Nancy Johnson is confident that voters will see no difference on the issue.
He and I are both co-sponsors of the same bill. We're absolutely on equal footing. It doesn't matter what number you are in the co-sponsor line. So in that sense, he's vastly overplayed his role in this bill.
There's no indication yet that this issue has helped Maloney. Public polls in Connecticut show Johnson with a double-digit lead. Part of the problem for Democrats is there haven't been any recent corporate implosions. As one Democratic strategist put it, the issue hasn't evaporated, but it has evolved. Howard Wolfson, the executive director of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, says the focus on corporate greed is now helping Democrats highlight other economic issues, like Social Security and high drug prices.
I don't think it's a silver bullet in any one race, but I do think it helps create a climate in which other issues have much more salience and power. And I think it says something very clear and obvious about the priorities of the Republican incumbent, that they are on the side of the special interests and that the Democrat is on the side of average people.
However, Republicans can point to the fact that they voted for and the president signed legislation calling for tough new penalties for corporate wrongdoers. Both parties have become adept in recent years at making sure they cast votes on the popular side of issues that could hurt them in a campaign. Democrats voting for the president on Iraq, Republicans lining up to be tough on corporate crime. The scramble to blur the differences with your opponent on anything controversial means voters get to see fewer clear-cut debates on the campaign trail. Mara Liasson, NPR News, New Britain, Connecticut.